Now, in our next segment of the Ohio eviction process from a landlord's point of view, we're going to talk about potential tenant defenses that landlords may encounter at the hearing for the eviction of a tenant. Eric, why don't you start us out with, looks like our first potential defense is the landlord did not wait the full 3 days before filing the eviction. What does that mean?
Well, there are four types of defenses that a tenant can assert, and the first category of those defenses that I would get into would be procedural defenses. And what that means is that there's something that the tenant is alleging that there's something that the landlord did that is not in compliance with the statute, 1923.04. And one of the most popular defenses that we see is that the landlord did not wait the appropriate amount of time before filing the eviction after he posted his 3-day notice. And we talked about this a little bit more in one of the earlier stages of this program, where we talked about how it was 3 days that the court is open and how the day that you posted doesn't count and so on and so forth. So those timing issues are often one of the very prominent procedural defenses that happen. A second defense that you can get into is when an improper party is filing the claim. For instance, if a rental manager is filing the claim on behalf of the owner, that may not be the proper party filing the claim. Oftentimes a landlord, let's say the landlord's name is Jim Smith, but if you look on the county tax records, the property is owned by Jim Smith Incorporated, which is a company that is certified to do business in the state of Ohio. If you bring the claim on behalf of Jim Smith, the person, and not on behalf of the actual owner of the premises, then that's an improper party filing the claim. So you have to file the eviction action in the name of the owner of the property. Another defense that's procedural in nature is one that we talked about earlier as well, is that when the breach of that the landlord is arguing is actually a breach of 5321.05, the tenant can argue, hey, I never got any notice that the landlord wanted me to fix this. He never sent me out a letter, that 30-day letter, so this eviction can't go forward. And that's a procedural defense to the eviction action. Lastly, we see a procedural defense that the required wording in the 3-day notice was not properly set off, or the required wording was not there. We talked about what that wording was in an earlier section, about how it has to say you're being asked to leave the premises. If you do not leave, an eviction action may be initiated against you, so on and so forth. And that language has to be in bold. It has to be in a different typeface. It has to be set off from the rest of the text. If your notice just buries that in the text somewhere, that's not going to work. You won't have a proper 3-day notice. Therefore, the tenant will have a procedural defense to the eviction.
Yeah, to follow up on that, I see a number of companies that sell legal forms on the web, and they'll try to sell a generic eviction notice, or they also call it a notice to quit, or a notice to pay rent or quit, which basically, it just means an eviction notice. The problem is they're generic and they don't contain the specific language that Ohio requires. And so landlords can often go wrong there by either buying a generic notice which is not specific to Ohio, or downloading some free eviction notice from somewhere that has no relevancy to Ohio either. So it's important to have the required wording and also to have it conspicuously visible to the tenant in your notice. And just one other thing, kind of following up on the improper party filing a claim, if the landlord is a corporation, then are there any special concerns that that landlord should have in bringing an eviction action, Eric?
Yes, there's one big one, which is that a corporation that is bringing a claim in court must be represented by an attorney certified to practice law in the state of Ohio. You can always represent yourself as yourself. That's called representing yourself pro se. If somebody walks up and punches you in the nose, you're the one that suffered the harm, so you, Jim Smith, can bring an action against the party that hit you, okay? But if you have a corporation called Jim Smith Incorporated, and you own a work van, and I should say the company owns a work van, and you catch somebody keying the work van, the proper party to bring the action is the corporation, not you personally, even though you own the corporation. And when the corporation brings the lawsuit, it's not the same under law as the person, Jim Smith, bringing the lawsuit. It's Jim Smith Incorporated. And in order to represent yourself, you don't have to be a lawyer, but to represent another person or another entity, like a corporation, you do have to be a lawyer. You cannot represent another person or another entity in court unless you are a lawyer. So if your home, if your rental property is owned in a corporate name, you are going to have to get an attorney to go in there and file the eviction and do the arguing before the court. One of the best ways to find an attorney locally is to either call your local bar association and ask for a referral to an attorney who does a lot of evictions. You can call Andrew Rizzico or Eric Willison if you're living in the Central Ohio area. Or you can call any large apartment complex and ask them, hey, what attorney do you use? And they'll probably tell you, oh yeah, we use so-and-so. And you can call that attorney up and they'll add you in to their list of clients that they do evictions for. And you just call them and you give them the information and they'll get your eviction done for you.
And this is even true if the corporation is owned by a sole shareholder. They still have to get an attorney to represent them.
That's correct. What happens there is the reason that people are incorporating is because they're looking to maybe limit liability by putting another entity between them and somebody who might sue them. And courts have decided that it's inconsistent for someone to come in a defensive posture and say, oh, you can't sue me, you have to sue my corporation. But then at the same time, when they're in the offensive mode, to say, oh, no, this is all just a big paper game. I own the whole thing, the whole kit and caboodle, and I should be able to sue on behalf of my corporation, so I don't need an attorney. Those are two very inconsistent ways of proceeding. Courts won't allow it. So you can't just have your rental manager go in there and file your eviction for you. You can't just go in and file your eviction. If you're representing a corporation, you have to be an attorney.